This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you like on a Honda you love. I'm Winston Harris, and here's what's happening. Philadelphia's police and the U.S. Marshals are looking for the man accused of killing his ex-girlfriend and burying her body in a Fox Chase playground about a month ago. KYW's John McDevitt reports a reward is being offered for information leading to an arrest.
29-year-old Melody Rivera was missing for a week until her body was found in a shallow grave on November 8th in a section of Champions Park Playground in the Northeast.
We looked for her for 6 days, and they confirmed to us today that the woman found in the shallow grave last night was my sister.
Martha Liefrid, Melody's sister, talked with NBC 10 last month when the grim discovery was made.
My sister is gone. My sister is gone.
When Rivera went missing, police were looking for her ex-boyfriend, 29-year-old Giovanni Gozer Otero. As a person of interest, he is now a suspect in Rivera's murder. The U.S. Marshal's Office is offering a $5,000 reward upon the arrest of Otero. His last known address is in the 5800 block of North Park Avenue in the Fern Rock section of the city. Otero is considered armed and dangerous. Anyone with information on Giovanni Otero's whereabouts is being urged to call 911 or the U.S. Marshals Philadelphia office. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The law enforcement team with the Pennsylvania's SPCA is investigating a shooting of a dog in the Eastwick neighborhood of Southwest Philadelphia. The PSPCA says the dog was shot in the head just above its left eye, and it's believed to have been at close range. The dog, now named Maverick, survived. He's being cared for by the PSPCA's mainline animal rescue site. His left eye will most likely be removed. The dog was found in the area of Crane Street near the John Hines Wildlife Refuge. Anyone with information is being asked to call the PSPCA's Animal Cruelty Hotline or go to pspca.org. City officials celebrated the kickoff of a pilot program of twice-weekly trash collections in Center City and South Philadelphia. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
Sanitation Commissioner Crystal Jacobs' shipment stood on Point Breeze Avenue with City Council President Kenyatta Johnson explaining that illegal dumping is not just debris from contractors or other bad actors.
Illegal dumping is also
the corner of my block.
The corner of your block where somebody said, I can't keep that trash in my house. It's smelly.
And they said, Mr. Councilman, won't you do your job and get that trash out the corner of your block?
That's exactly. Because then we get the call from the councilman.
Jacob Shipman says the city spends $1.5 million a year cleaning up that trash, often after it starts blowing around, blighting the streets.
This is where this twice-per-week collection becomes very impactful.
The pilot is a sign of how far the city has come since the pandemic, when trash collection was often weeks behind. Sanitation is now 85% staffed with 99% on-time pickup. Officials say they picked the two smallest areas of the city for the pilot, but they plan to make the twice-weekly pickup citywide as soon as they have enough equipment. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
SEPTA's plan to overhaul its bus network was put on hold last month as deep service cuts were threatened for next year. But do the changes have the green light now that Governor Josh Shapiro has provided stopgap funding for SEPTA? KYW's Mike DiNardo takes a look.
The stopgap money takes SEPTA only through the end of next June. SEPTA is continuing to plan for the bus route redesign that would reduce the number of routes and change many others to create more frequent service. It was slated to go into effect next summer, but SEPTA spokesman Andrew Bush says that will depend on whether the governor and legislature can agree on dedicated mass transit funding.
We need to have funding certainty before we know whether or not we can go ahead with the changes that are proposed in the Bus Revolution program.
Because, Bush says, the service cuts that were put on the shelf when the governor flexed federal highway money to SEPTA could come back in the fiscal year beginning in July, eliminating the prospect of more frequent bus service. In the meantime, Bush says SEPTA will continue to prepare for things like new route signage and possible changes to bus operator assignments until next year's funding becomes more clear. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia International Airport says a bad cable and then a generator failure caused the two power outages at Terminal D that inconvenienced travelers on one of the busiest travel weekends of the year. PHL spokeswoman Heather Redfern says the first outage on Friday lasted for 16 and a half hours.
We found that the cause was a fault in the cabling system. That cabling system is being repaired right now, and we do hope to be up and running on commercial power at some point tomorrow.
Redford says the generator brought into power the terminal ran from about 1:30 Saturday afternoon until it failed at 2:30 Sunday afternoon. A second generator was activated 3 hours later and is still powering the airline check-in areas and concessions. There were no cancellations, but Redford says 70 flights were delayed on Saturday and 24 more were delayed Sunday because of the outages. That's the old local line, Winston Harris. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.